We're at 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 55 degrees on this Easter Sunday morning. Yes, the April the 16th of 2017. And our Musician Come and Play program number 195. We have our guest on the line, and we're going to bring her in right now and say good morning to Joyce Dower. Joyce, how are you this morning?
Hi, I'm fine. Happy Easter to you and all the listeners.
That's great. Joyce, where are you at this morning?
I'm in Mankato by my brother's house.
By your brother's house. For Easter dinner?
Right, yeah.
Awesome. Where do you make home, Joyce?
I live in New Ulm. I've been in New Ulm all my life.
Okay, born and raised there?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
My parents, and I've never moved. Yeah.
All right, and who were you before you were Joyce Dower? What was your maiden?
That is also my maiden name.
Oh, it is? Okay.
When Wally and I were married, he was Bower, and I kept my name Dower because there also was another Joyce Bower already.
Okay, all right.
And we got married in secret and kept it secret until just before he died, which was about 7.5 years we kept it secret.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Just didn't want anybody to know, so I kept my maiden name, and it worked out that good. So we were Bower Dower, which was a lot of confusion.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Well, well, Joyce, you were part of the Northside Dutchmen, very, very popular band, even in our country here. People request your music a lot, and we'd like to find out a little bit more about the Northside Dutchmen. And, of course, what were you, about a 6- or 7-piece band back in the heyday?
We were a 7-piece band. Originally, Ed Palmer and I and Wally were playing in 1980 and 81, and then we shut it down for a couple of years, and then we started up again in about 1987.
Okay.
And then gradually we had 7 players from about 88 on.
Okay.
And we just got started then. So 7 players originally, and that's what we kept it at.
Sure. And what did you play, Joyce?
I played piano accordion since I was 10, and then I had a surgery on my neck in 2008, and then I couldn't play piano accordion anymore, so then I taught myself the keyboard.
Okay.
And I also play drums.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the other musicians, can you mention them and what they played through the years?
Well, there's Adeline Wilczek. She was our steady drummer.
Uh-huh.
And Lauren Scheffler was our sound man, and he played Paddock concertina. Very gifted musician. He's the one who invented a lot of the MIDI systems in the country and wired concertinas. And Eddie Palmer played concertina. Jerome Franta played trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Franta, concertina. And Wally Bower, my husband, was bass. And
okay.
He also did the announcing and the singing.
Okay.
And then myself.
Oh, yes. Okay. And made some wonderful music. Well, Joyce, when did you get started playing music? Did you learn it as a youngster or in high school, or how did you come to be a musician?
My dad played piano accordion, and he wanted me to play that also. And I started when I was 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
And played ever since. And then I quit music lessons here and there, and because they didn't teach us old time in school, and that's what I wanted to learn.
Uh-huh.
So I would quit, and then I'd start up, and finally I got fed up with the lessons and dug out my dad's accordion notes and just started playing on my own.
I see.
When I was a teenager, the local neighborhood boy played concertina, and I played accordion, and my brother played drums.
Uh-huh.
So we were playing when we were kids, all underage in these bars and towns. It was just so much fun, and it was just in the blood then already.
Oh, I can believe that. You bet.
Yeah.
So you must have lived through some of those great Polka Days events down there in New Ulm, too, huh?
Yeah, that was just as I was old enough to drink, they quit.
Oh, they did.
I didn't get to really enjoy myself with those, but I remember the days, yeah.
Yes, I do, too.
Yeah.
My goodness, I mean, all of those good bands that you have down in New Ulm, and they always had the parade on Monday night there for Polka Days, and you could see any number of bands, and you must have seen a lot of them, too, over the years, huh? Jolly Lumberjacks, Six Fat Dutchmen, Elmer Scheid, Babe Wagner, mm-hmm. all of those bands are from New Ulm area, so, and many, many more. So
fantastic musicians around town. I do want to mention, we did lose Jerome Franta, our trumpet player, in 2005, and then Romy Cayley stepped in and took up his slack. And then in 2006, Lauren died from cancer, Lauren Scheffler.
Mm-hmm.
So then we lost him, and Eddie Palmer kind of stepped in his shoes for a while. And then Adeline Wilczek retired, so then Lynn Samansky stepped in for drumming. So we've had a few changes the last years.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then when did your husband pass away then?
He died in 2013.
In 2013.
We weren't playing anymore then, and we just kind of phased out. And
sure.
The guys got a little older, and, you know, it just didn't work so well anymore. And since Lauren died, we were doing a little struggling.
Yep, I can believe that. If he probably was kind of the manager or booking the jobs and that type of stuff. You said he was the announcer?
He gave me that job. I did the collecting the pay and book jobs and
really?
Practice sessions and things. And Lauren was just took care of the equipment, and he liked to stay behind the scenes more.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys must have played a lot of the dance halls around your area then?
We got started in bars in town, and then we gradually had to start playing for anniversaries and weddings. So then we started learning modern. We were strictly old time, and that's where our hearts lay. But
sure.
We had to start in with the modern when we did these other jobs. And then we got introduced to the Rolfenspur Ballroom and Waconia Ballrooms and things.
Sure.
So we did broaden a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Given ballroom. Mm-hmm.
You play quite a bit of jobs then in those years when you were really rolling then?
Oh, yeah.
I bet,
a lot of jobs a year, yeah. We were like a family. We just had something. When one person slacked off, lost their way in the tune, then the other ones just more or less stepped in more, and we just worked well together because we knew each other so well. We played about 25 years together.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a long time.
You bet.
It was a wonderful time in my life. I miss it.
I bet you do. Did you guys have music written for the entire band, or did you play pretty much by ear, or was there a music book at all?
No. Nope. We learned by notes.
Uh-huh.
I did originally, we all did, and then Eddie Palmer worked with me, and then I started playing by ear.
Okay.
And then basically we all played by ear and just kind of winged it.
No, sure.
And we just had something that worked with our group.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have several recordings. You actually have two CDs that are available now, but you must have, I suppose you recorded before CDs were out, and so you had several recordings, huh?
We recorded twice.
The first
we recorded on cassettes originally, and that Dick Ginn sold cassettes at the Randall's grocery store at that time, and he said he couldn't keep ours on the shelf. Everybody was wanting them. Everybody wants those
cassettes.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, we've got two out. Then we started recording onto the CDs then.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And presently, right now, you've got the two, volume one and volume two. And
right.
I'm holding them right here. And 21 selections on volume two and 22 selections on volume one. So 43 recordings there, 43 songs that people can enjoy. So, yeah. And
Lauren Scheffler, our concertina man, did the recording and the dubbing and the jacket.
Uh-huh.
And doing the CDs, and now Eddie Palmer makes our CDs for us. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we thank you for providing those to us, that we have them available up here. And folks looking to purchase one, we'll have them available both at sizemusic.com on the web and also at the meat market in St. Joe. So that's awesome. So music will live on, even though some of the musicians are already moved on to the next stage in life, huh?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Too bad. And we miss them all. But, life just is that way.
Absolutely. Well, Joyce, before you were playing, did you out to dances yourself? Did you enjoy dancing to other people's music?
Not really. I didn't get into dancing until I started playing more.
Oh, is that right?
And then I'd just take a little bit of a break and told the guys I'd like to go out and dance a set with someone. So I did that. And now I go to the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe generally once a week with a bunch of gals that lost their husbands.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So there's five of us that go generally and dance once a week, and I just love it.
You do. You're making up for lost time, huh?
Yeah, actually, yes. Anytime we can work in another dance during the week, we do that too. So it's a lot of fun.
That's great. Who are some of the bands you're dancing to these days that you enjoy?
Oh, Dane Dutchman, and Leon Helgett I always enjoyed because that was the New Ulm style, but he's taking a little break right now. And there's a lot of them. Leon Olson, Larry Olson.
Yep.
They're usually all at Glencoe. They all take turns up there. George's Constantina Band.
Sure.
Quite a few, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. Well, Joyce, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so if I can ask you to stand by, we'll read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation.
Okay.
Sounds good. So, greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Spring has sprung, which means the brat sales have begun. That means Friday, April 21st and Saturday, April 22nd will be the next brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Knights of Columbus will be cooking and hosting at the brat sale, and what a great job they've done over the years. Come out and enjoy a burger and or a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee while supporting a very worthwhile cause. Also with the brat sale means the Brat of the Week feature is starting up again for another season. The Brat of the Week this week is our smoked ballpark brats, as the Major League Baseball season is already underway. For the ballpark brats, we start with a nice blend of pork and beef, add the special ballpark brat seasoning, and smoke them in our state-of-the-art smokehouses. You can take 30 cents off each package all week long, unlimited quantities. As always, for more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Joyce, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We started this way back back in 2013. The St. Joe Meat Market, along with Chasm, we get a nice meat package put up. I have a hand in doing that, and we send it out to you priority mail and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you very much. That was unexpected.
There you go. And you've been known to enjoy a brat over the years at some of the festivals or things?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, there's nothing like a grilled brat.
You bet. You bet. Well, yeah. Awesome. Well, Joyce, do you have family, children, or brothers and sisters? You mentioned one plays or did play.
Yeah, spring that Wally died in February, I lost my brother that plays drums.
Okay.
Six weeks later.
Oh, my goodness.
So I just have one brother left now.
Okay.
And there were three of us, and I've never had any children. So
okay.
Just pretty much myself and my brother and my brother's family now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sure. Who were some of the accordion players that you looked up to over the years when you were playing?
Stan Carter, Bruce Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and yeah.
Myron Florn, I watched him on Lawrence Welk years ago on TV.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. What kind of accordion do you play? What's the name of it?
It's a Titanic.
Okay.
All right. You know, and when we got started, we had seven of us in the band, and three concertinas, one accordion. So what we did around here, we started afternoon jobs. And because people didn't want to go out at night anymore. So
We
started doing that, and that caught on, and a lot of bands now play afternoon 2 to 6, 3 to 7.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we never took a break either, which helps our job, because people have a tendency sometimes to leave when there's a little break.
Yes.
So we never took breaks. We're steady, nonstop music. So people got their money's worth when they hired us. You know, 4 hours steady of music.
Oh, that was awesome. When you were playing with accordion and then these concertinas, did you guys play like a harmony, or did you all play the same note, or how did you work things out there?
Three of us played melody, and Eddie Palmer played the harmony.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Pretty much, yeah. He was really good at it. We practiced hours and hours, too, to perfect that.
And who did most of the singing with the band then?
That was my husband, Wally Bauer.
That was Wally, okay, because we'll be hearing some of that music coming up here. And then
our most recorded, requested tune was Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, that's the one that people ask for around here, too. You hear lots of hooting and hollering in the background. Anybody in particular that does all that? Was that you? Or?
That's mostly Adeline Wilczek.
Oh, really?
And a little bit of me, but I was always a little bit of a camera shy and...
Oh, yeah.
Recording shy, so Adeline, that's mostly her.
And that sure adds to the music. Boy, you can just hear that liveliness to the band. So I'm sure people enjoyed themselves when they came out to see you.
Oh, yeah. And Harold, her husband, Adeline's husband, always said, I can always tell when people are dancing because you guys are more lively.
Uh-huh.
Before he even got into the bar, he knew it already. Yeah. Oh. Oh, it's so much fun.
That's for sure. Well, Joyce, I know that Easter dinner is probably waiting, so we don't hold you much longer, but I kind of forewarned you that I usually ask everybody a favorite memory or a special event or anything that stands out in your mind that you might want to share with the listeners as you look back over your playing career.
Yeah, the most memorable incident was when we were playing in Gaylord.
Uh-huh.
And Wally was walking behind Eddie. Eddie was in the first row, and then Lauren was in the second row, Eddie Palmer.
Uh-huh.
And Eddie had a headset on and his German hat over that. And Wally got caught in those cords. And somehow this headset snapped off of Eddie and the hat stayed on right where it was. It was the most comical thing I've ever seen. That was the most memorable incident.
Oh,
we've had a few, but this was really
awesome. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, yeah. That's great. Well,
we had a lot of good times.
Very good. Quickly, a favorite song. You mentioned Aber Dich is most requested, but when you pull one up, what comes out of the accordion first?
Waltz 17.
Waltz 17. You like
Without
that one?
Without a
doubt.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All
Without
right.
Without a doubt, yeah.
That's neat. Well, thank you so much, Joyce. We want to thank you for taking time out and sharing memories of the Northside Dutchman with us on this Easter Sunday. And like I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you so much. And thank you to all our people listening and enjoying our music. And have a great Easter.
All right. And so we'll let you run now, Joyce. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you off the air.
Okay, thank you very much.
And there she goes, Joyce Dower of the Northside Dutchman, our 195th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 7 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 56 degrees, our current temperature in here in Albany. Don't go away. Music coming up by the Northside Dutchman.